الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم. Hello my kiram, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa. فضل of Allah تبارك وتعالى إحسان of Allah تبارك وتعالى that in this whether also he gave us the tawfiq to gather, to take his name. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's name is great. The whole universe is existing on the basis of somebody taking the name of Allah ta'ala. When there will be nobody left taking the name of Allah ta'ala, then as you have heard so many times, Allah ta'ala will then destroy the universe. There will be nothing left in existence. So if just one Allah can keep the entire universe in existence, imagine if somebody is saying it 100 times, 1,000 times, and all over the world, if you have to put all the people that are making zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then how much of light would there be in the world? So the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is great. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. Allah ta'ala revealed this verse in the plains of Arafat, in the last pilgrimage of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was mounted on his camel, the Quswa. In this verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informed the ummah via Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this day I have perfected for you your faith and completed upon you my favors, and I have chosen Islam for you as your way of life. I am pleased with Islam being your way of life. Now, without going to the tafsir of this ayat, it just came to mind. So one point that comes to mind is that Allah Ta'ala says that I have completed my favors upon you. Allah Ta'ala says, I have completed my favors upon you. All the favors, I have completed it. Now what are those favors? Those favors are of different kinds. But some of them are that Allah Ta'ala gave the Ummah strength, a position of honor, dignity. Makkah Sharif got conquered. People were coming to the fold of Islam in large numbers. Now all that was a favor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which reached perfection stage. Also, when it comes to the ahkam, the laws of Allah ta'ala, it all reached perfection, completion. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, dealings, transactions, punishments, rewards, everything Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala completed. Now the question arises that Allah Ta'ala says that my ni'mat, all my ni'mats I completed. But we say that we do not see it as ni'mat. The person who is told that he must get up for Fajr Salat and he is lazy to get up and he does not make Fajr Salat or 5 times Salat or 3 times Salat. Now he says that I don't see it as a ni'mat that early morning I must get up. Again, Zohar namaz I must make, Asar I must make. Sometimes it's very busy in the shop, but I must make namaz. Maghrib, Isha, 78672, please remove your car. 78672, ND. So I do not see it as a ni'mat. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says it's a ni'mat. Allah ta'ala says it's a great ni'mat. And we say that no, we do not see it as a ni'mat. Then again, zakat must give, must fast the whole month of Ramadan. Now for all those who look for excuses to fast, not to fast, all those who just get ulcers on the first day of Ramadan, they never had throughout the year. So they say, but we don't find this as a ni'mat, and you are saying it's all ni'mat. Then again, restraining yourself from all the haram, from drinking, gambling, fornication, adultery. Now all this seems as great azab, and you are saying it's great ni'mat. So we have to understand that if you take a blind person to a beautiful garden where there are beautiful flowers, and you tell that blind person there are beautiful flowers in this garden, red, blue, green, yellow, all color flowers, such beautiful colors. So that blind person will say that I don't know what you are talking about. I cannot see any color yet. Why? Because he doesn't have sight. Beautiful music is being played, or somebody is reading the Qiraat in a beautiful voice, or the person is singing a Naat Sharif. Now you tell the person how beautifully he is reading, how beautifully he is singing. So the person who is deaf will say, I don't know what you are talking about. I cannot seem to be enjoying anything. The same with no matter how tasty the food, but if the person's taste buds have failed, then he will not taste anything. Or if he's got malaria, and then you give him biryani, he will say it's tasting bitter. So the senses have to be functioning to be able to appreciate a ni'mat. Until the senses are not functioning properly, the person will not be able to appreciate the ni'mat. Somebody has applied beautiful, fragrant itar and says that, look how somebody inhales and says such beautiful fragrance. But the person whose sinuses are clogged, he says there's nothing, there's no fragrance. So our sinuses are clogged when it comes to deen and sharia and Quran and sunnah. We cannot seem to appreciate anything, and we cannot seem to enjoy anything. We cannot seem to look at it as ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, because our imani sinuses are clogged. We have to unclog those sinuses. Our senses have to start functioning. Then we will see the beauty in zikr, we'll see the beauty in tilawat, we'll see the beauty in namaz, we will see the fragrance and beautiful smell of fasting of Ramadan. We will inhale that fragrance. And we will see beauty in all the teachings of Islam. Take just one, for example, stealing. Now when the person steals, if any person uses his intelligence, he knows that the poor man works so hard, he accumulates some wealth, he goes from the morning till the evening, he works. And sometimes that person is a very poor person. He has worked the whole month, and he has earned a little which he is now going to take to pay his rent, light, water bills. And somebody holds him up, cuts his pocket, or holds him up and takes everything away. Now he has destroyed the livelihood and the life. And sometimes they take the life away. So when they take the life away, then we know that some people will become yatim, some will become widows, and so many other kinds of problems. So whatever Allah Ta'ala prohibited, it's a great ni'mat, and whatever Allah Ta'ala ordered, it's a great ni'mat. But to be able to see it as a ni'mat, we have to open up our hearts. We have to get that noor in our hearts. We have to unclog the sinuses. Our iman is so weak that it is as if all our senses have become dead. So as a result, we don't seem to be seeing any ni'mat in all these type of ahkam of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to realize and understand that whatever Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to do, there is great ni'mat. And whatever He has prohibited us from, it's a great ni'mat. If we can understand this, then we will do everything that Allah Ta'ala has ordered with great enthusiasm, love. We will look forward to it like a hungry person looks forward to food. When a person is hungry, he looks forward to food, and he eats it with great enjoyment. In the same way, then we will look forward to ibadah, to tilawah, to zikr, to charity, to fulfilling the rights of people, assisting and helping the poor, the needy. We will look forward to all these things. And if we are not going to unclog the sinuses, then after that we are not going to enjoy anything. We will think that everything is a burden on us. We have to make 5 times namaz is a burden. Fast in Ramadan is a burden. Give sadaqat and zakat is a burden. So now how will we get this change of heart? So these majlises are intended for that. That we create that noor, or we develop that noor in our hearts. We develop that yaqeen. We open our hearts. We get such love for Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we do everything that is pleasing to Him and stay away from everything that is displeasing to Him. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun. Badal de mera rasta dil badal de, badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein. Maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Karun qurban apni sari khushiyan, karun qurban apni sari khushiyan. Tu apna gham ata kar dil badal de, tu apna gham ata kar dil badal de. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Hata lo aankh apni maa siwa se, hata lo aankh apni maa siwa se. Jiyon mein teri khatir dil badal de, jiyon mein teri khatir dil badal de. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. سہل فرما مسلسل یاد اپنی، سہل فرما مسلسل یاد اپنی، خدایا رحم فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا رحم فرما دل بدل دے، ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے۔ مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے، مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے، تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب، یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے، بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے، بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے، میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے، بس اب جگا دے، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ، جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ، رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں، رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں، تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں، تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں، تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں، مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں، مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں، رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا Brothers, we all know that these days is no question of tomorrow and next year and 10 years later we will die. Nobody knows the very next second what will happen. We heard of the incident even in a masjid, in the Shal Cross Masjid, what happened. In the Namaz Fajr time, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala saved the lives of everybody there. Allah Ta'ala's ihsan and karam and Allah Ta'ala must protect everyone. But they left a big lesson for all of us. That you are not safe anywhere. Angel of death can come anywhere. With all the hold-ups and muggings and shootings and killings and accidents and everything that is happening, make tawbah and stay ready, stay clean. So that when the angel of death come, we say, I was waiting for you. Because there was no other way for me to meet my beloved Allah Ta'ala except through your intervention taking my life. Which other way are we going to see Allah Ta'ala in Jannat? But when will we look forward to meeting Allah Ta'ala, when we have made some effort to clean and purify our hearts and we stay ready and clean? Of course we are all sinful and we cannot claim perfection. We will be full of sins and weakness and shortcomings. But don't be persistent. Don't go on. Don't smile. Don't laugh. Don't giggle over sins. Don't advertise sins. Don't brag about sins. Consider sins as filth. Consider sins as an azab from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because it distances us from Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, death is a tohfa of the mu'min. ان کے رخ سے نقاب آج اٹھے گی، آج نظروں کی معراج ہوگی، ان کے رخ سے نقاب آج اٹھے گی، آج نظروں کی معراج ہوگی، ایک مدت سے آج اہل غم کو مسکرانے کی مہلت ملے گی. That veil which is covering Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's countenance, in Jannat it will be removed. And the Ahle Gham means the Ahle Muhabbat, those who had love for Allah Ta'ala, because of His love they were making namaz, zikr, tilawat, ibadat, restraining themselves all the time, taking the pain on their hearts, whilst others were indulging in all those sins. Now they will smile, they will laugh, they will be happy, they will rejoice. So ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke does not mean that only if we are very old and sick and weak, then we say it. Our aakhiri din, we do not know when it's going to be. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera. یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. But then again, no such thing as despairing of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو، کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو، تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش، تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو، بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو، بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو، رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah 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 Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zolamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allahumma rabbana zolamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اي الله اي میرے پیارے الله او ماي موست بيلوفد الله O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, O my kind, compassionate, loving Allah. Oh, my most generous Allah. Oh, my most tolerant Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. We sinful servants of yours are extending our begging bowls before you. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are acknowledging every sin that we have committed in our lives. From the time we became of age up till now, oh Allah, every sin that we have committed, we are confessing before you. Ya Allah, there is no sin that we are justifying. Oh, my beloved Allah, you have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. Ya Allah, you are aware of everything. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have brought humiliation, disgrace and suffering upon us there and then. Ya Allah, but how tolerant you are. That in spite of all our sins, you are giving us food to eat, clothing to wear, shelter above our heads, modes of transport to travel around. Ay Allah, our sight, our hearing, our speech. Oh, my beloved Allah, all those very bounties of yours which we used for your disobedience. Ya Allah, you are still blessing us with those bounties. Ya Allah, you could have snatched away our sight when we saw haram. You could have taken away our hearing when we listened to haram. You could have made us, oh Allah, dumb when we spoke haram, when we took false oaths and qasams. Oh Allah, you could have made us dumb. Ya Allah, you could have paralyzed us when we touched haram, when we walked towards haram. But oh Allah, how much of your bounties you are showering upon us. Ya Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, therefore we are extending these begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we are in the month of Shaban. We are very close to Ramadan. Ay Allah, we have just passed Shab-e-Barat. Ay very Piyare Allah, the Anwar and the Rahmat and the Barakat and the fragrance of Ramadan is already coming. Ay very Piyare Khuda, in these Mubarak days and in these Mubarak nights, oh my beloved Allah, your Rahmat is descending. Ay very Piyare Khuda, we are extending our begging bowls before you. It is the night of Jumu'ah. Ay Allah, it is a Mubarak night. Ay Allah, there's nothing else that has kept us here except that great hope of your mercy and your forgiveness and your kindness and your generosity. Ay Allah, open the floodgates of your Rahmat for us. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Oh my beloved Allah, don't deprive us of your forgiveness and your mercy and your blessings because of our sins. Ya Allah, for there is no other door for us besides your door. There is no other home for us besides your home. Ya Allah, if you turn away your nigah of rahmat from us, if you turn away your glance of forgiveness from us because of our persistence in sins, then, oh my Allah, which other door is there for us that we can beg? Ay Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere Allah, hamare gunahon ki wajah se nigahe rahmat mat phir. Hum gande hai, siyakar hai, gunegar hai, badkar hai, sab kuch hai, bande tere hai. Tujhe chhod ke mere maula hum gande jaye kaha. Whatever we may be, O Allah, but we are your slaves. Where do we go? Whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean or up above the heavens, it is your kingdom. Oh, my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Even if, Ya Re Khuda, there was no question of darkness for you. Ya Allah, when we drew curtains of our homes or hotels and we thought that nobody was watching, Ya Allah, you were watching every move of ours. Even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Ayyare Pyare Khuda, we were fooling ourselves if we thought that nobody was watching. It was just your kindness and your compassion and your forgiveness and your tolerance that you did not seize us when we were committing sins. But oh Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Allah, from the time we became of age up till now, we are ashamed of all the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Ay Allah, ay mere pyare khuda, ay mere rahim Allah, ay mere kareem Allah, ay mere sattar ghaffar Allah. Hamare gunahon ke upar sattari farma, sattari ka parda dal de. Ay Allah, conceal our sins. Do not cause any embarrassment, humiliation and disgrace to come upon us in this world, in the qabr or in the akhirat. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim Allah. We see in the newspapers, oh Allah, that when a person is arrested for some crime, he covers his face. He does not want the public to see his face. Ay Allah, with his jacket or with his hands, he tries to cover his face. Ay Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, in the presence of billions of ummatis, how are we going to cover our faces? Ay Allah, don't cause any embarrassment, shame and humiliation and disgrace to come upon us. Oh Allah, because it's going to cause injury and pain to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That ummat for whom he cried so much, that ummat for whom so much of his blood was shed. Ay Allah, in Taif, in Uhud and so many other places, the Mubarak blood of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam flowed. Ay Allah, he used to stand whole night in prayer until his feet swell. Ay Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, 3 solid years boycotted and ostracized in Shaab ibn Abi Talib. Ay Allah, when he goes in sajda in the Haram Sharif, intestines of animals on his back. Ay Allah, how much that Nabi loved us. How much he teared and cried for us. How much of sacrifices he made for us. Ay Allah, his family made so much of sacrifices. His companions sacrificed so much for us. Ya Allah, we have shown no appreciation for those sacrifices. We have distorted Islam completely. Ya Allah, we have changed the ahkam of Islam to suit our whims and fancies. Ya Allah, everyone is chipping and chopping at Sharia and Deen. Ya Allah, everyone is changing that Mubarak Deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam according to his whim and fancy. Ya Allah, when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is informed of this condition of his ummah, that ummah for whom he cried so much, that ummah for whom so much of his blood was shed, that ummah on the dancing stages of the world, that ummah in songs, that ummah in cinemas and theaters and discos, that ummah in drugs and drink and wine and women. Ay Allah, and then justification of sins and advertisement of those sins in newspapers and over the television and radio. Where Allah, ha, hum kitni takleef Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam ko pahuncha rahe hain. How much of pain we are causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, bless us with good long life. Bless us with good health, physical health and spiritual health. We are spiritually sick and physically ill. Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Whether they are amongst us here, or they are at home, or Allah, or in the hospitals, or wherever they may be, our brothers and sisters and children, whoever are sick and ailing, give them cure. Oh my beloved Allah, cure us from all our ailments, spiritual and physical. Ey mere pyare khuda, our hearts are filled with pride, with arrogance, with greed, with malice, with envy, with jealousy, and all kinds of filth. Clean and purify our hearts. Oh Allah, give us the hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Give us the hearts that you give to your friends and walis. Allah, give us a purified heart. Who is there to purify our hearts besides you, oh my beloved Allah? Mere Allah, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Allah, give us purified hearts. Ya Allah, bless us with rizq which is full of barakat, which is halal and full of barakat. Give us plentiful of halal rizq, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, save us and protect us from going towards haram. Ya Allah, protect us from going towards haram. Even if it's billions that are coming through haram sources, Ya Allah, put the hatred of those billions into our hearts. Ya Allah, put the love of itaat into our hearts. Ey mere pyare khuda, the sources are unlimited. Oh Allah, you can provide from unknown sources. Allah, bless us with rizq halal in abundance. Those who are suffering, oh Allah, financial problems, give them plenty of halal rizq and get them out of their financial difficulties. Ey mere pyare khuda, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have got children, oh Allah, make them righteous, make them obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to their parents. Ey mere Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, that ummah today is in a very weak position. Ey Allah, they are being bombarded left, right and center, and there's nobody to shed a tear over them. Ey Allah, the ummah has become yatim. There's nobody to pass the hand of affection over their heads anymore. Ey Allah, homes are being bulldozed. Innocent women, children are becoming refugees by the thousands. And oh Allah, it is not causing any stir in the hearts of the neighboring countries which are Muslims. Ey mere pyare khuda, ab to hamare hal par raham farma. Ey Allah, don't look at our sins anymore. Oh Allah, look at the tears of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam which flowed for this ummah. Ey Allah, hamare gunahon ko mat dekh, mere pyare Nabi ke aansuon ko dekh. Ey Allah, teri shaan-e-rahimi aur kareemi ko dekh. Ey Allah, hamare haal par raham farma. Have mercy upon us. Ya Allah, bless us with prosperity, bless us with happiness, bless us with contentment, bless us with satisfaction. Ya Allah, bless us with your qurb and closeness, bless us with your marifat, bless us with your yaqeen, bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. Oh Allah, give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, give us such enjoyment in your zikr, in tilawat of the Quran Sharif, in ibadat, in service to mankind. Ya Allah, give us such enjoyment in it, that oh Allah, we continue doing that which is pleasing to you. Ey mere pyare khuda, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Distance us from everything that is haram. And Ya Allah, distance us from the cinemas and theaters and gambling dens. Ya Allah, the angel of death is going to visit us one day. No matter how long we live on the surface of the earth, the angel of death is going to visit us. Ey mere Allah, before the water of mayyat is poured over our bodies, give us the tawfiq to pour the water of tawbah over our hearts. Allah, before the garment of kafan is put over our bodies, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of putting the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Mere pyare khuda, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den, in a prostitute quarters. Don't let the angel of death visit us with a filthy magazine in our hands, or popping drugs in our mouth, or with a bottle of wine in our hands. Ey mere pyare khuda, we don't know when the angel of death will come, where he will strike and how he will strike. Ey Allah, every day we are witnessing people leaving this world suddenly. Ha, my beloved Allah, when our time of death comes, take us away to Madina Tayyibah. Ya Allah, call us to Madina Tayyibah. And the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the salatu wa salam alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips. Let our souls come dancing towards you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Don't deprive us of the ni'mats of this world and the ni'mats of Akhirah. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire life he made du'as for us. Ya Allah, his ummah today is suffering everywhere in the world, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, America, Europe, Oh Allah, Africa, where the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not being bombarded by the enemies. Ya Allah, open the eyes of the enemies to the beautiful teachings of Islam. Ya Allah, we have brought about humiliation, we have brought about suffering on the ummah with our actions and deeds. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, give hidayat to all the enemies of Islam. Ya Allah, bless them with Iman and Islam. Bless them with hidayat and guidance. But oh Allah, if they become obstinate and they've made up their minds that they will create problems for the ummah, and they will go on bombarding and attacking and lashing, then oh Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Oh my beloved Allah, send the gale force against them. Oh Allah, send the gale force winds against them. Oh my beloved Allah, cause the planes to crash in the mountains. Cause the ships to sink in the oceans. Oh Allah, create disunity and division in their ranks. Oh my beloved Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Allah, you are the same Allah that was in Badr, in Uhud, in Khandaq, in Fateh Makkah. Allah, we have gone weak, you haven't gone weak. Allah, teri qudrat ko istemal karke ummat-e-muslima ki nusrat farma. Allah, all the works of deen which are taking place, give them progress. Allah, tamam deeni shobo ko zinda farma. Sare kaam aur khidmat jo deen ke ho rahe, qubool farma. Allah, kaam karne walo ko ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala mal farma. Allah sare alam ke andar hidayat ki hawa ko chala de. Allah Rasool Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, oh my beloved Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with his 124,000 companions. How much he prayed for us. Ya Allah, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo banga tha, مطاف میں چل کر کے جو مانگا تھا, رکن یمانی کو چھو کر کے جو مانگا تھا, میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا. How much he cried under the میزاب رحمت. How much he cried in the حتیب. Allah, when he attached himself to the ملتزم, his احرام became wet with his tears. How much he must have asked for us, Ya Allah. That sinless, معصوم نبی. Oh my beloved Allah, all the duas that he made behind the Maqam Ibrahim, after drinking Zamzam on Safa and Marwa, in Mina and in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, oh Allah, he prayed and he prayed and he prayed. All the duas that he made in Muzdalifa, Ya Allah, bless us all with that goodness that he asked for us, our parents, wives and children and the entire ummah with that goodness, and protect us from the fitnas, corruption and mischief, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, from which my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought protection. Ya Allah, our students who are writing examinations, give them success in their examinations. Ya Allah, make them an asset to our community. Oh Allah, protect them from the fitnas at the colleges and universities and schools. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are search of marriage partners, give bless them with rightful marriage partners. Those will be an assistance and a help to their deen. Allah, jo manga wo bhi ata kar, aur jo nahi manga wo bhi ata kar. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين